it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Brewers, Brewers, let's go Brewers.
Yeah.
Play some baseball today.
All right.
It's a winning, right. It's a winning Wednesday.
Oh, careful now.
How well do you know your Milwaukee Brewers? And how well do you know the Cubs? It's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix, and we've got Brewers super fan Malena on the phone
What's
to play
up?
This game with Radar called Who's at Bat? Okay, Malena, so what are you wearing now today? I know that you're at Arrowhead High School, but what are you wearing to school?
Today my outfit is a William Contreras City Connect jersey that I got at one of the games, and then I've got my Brewers bracelet on. So we're super excited, crossing my fingers, but I know we're going to win. It's going to be a great day.
Don't get too overconfident now. These Cubs fans are hanging. We're clinging to hope. That's all we're doing.
Wait, what? Tell us about this bracelet. So what's so special about this Brewers bracelet?
Okay, so my grandma bought me this bracelet, I want to say mid-season. It was right before the Brewers went on their giant 14-game winning streak.
Oh.
And I wore it every game, and they just kept winning. And my mom was like, do not take off that bracelet.
Hilarious.
So I put it back on for the postseason, and they've been winning 2-0. So
all right.
It's back on today, so I'm telling you, we're going to win tonight.
It's official. Right. It's the bracelet. Look, it's Brewers magic. It's a real thing. Okay, so the game this morning, and you all that are listening can play along as well. Let's see how well you know the team and you know some of the action that's happened in the last few games here. The game is called Who's at Bat? So we're going to play for you a few audio clips of some of the moments that happened during the last Brewers game. Now, you've got to guess, Radar Cubs fan, Brewers super fan Malena, is it a Brewers moment or is it a Cubs moment during the game? Okay, take a listen.
On a ball to second. Everybody's safe, and he scores!
Well, the Cubs didn't do very much scoring. Malena, who do you think that is?
I'm saying Brewers.
I'll go with you on that and say Brewers.
Radar, you don't sound excited to say that
no,
for your
I'm not.
Answer.
I'm not at all.
It's the Brewers.
I want to win something.
I love that. Oh okay, next. Who's at bat? Take a listen to the end of the game.
Stays fair. And that'll do it. The best team in baseball during the regular season.
Okay. Malena, Brewers superfan Malena, who's the best team in baseball?
Brewers.
Yeah, that is a Brewers highlight because the Cubs haven't won yet. So there we go.
I mean, maybe there'll be a highlight from what the Cubs did in the last Brewers game
we'll
as we
see.
Play this game.
All
Who's
right.
at bat? Right. Okay, take a listen to this clip. Is it a Brewer or a Cub?
And it's a high fly ball to left field. This ball's gone!
It's a loud crowd. They haven't played at Wrigley yet.
Malena?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm going to go Brewers. It sounds like a Brewer fan base.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, sounds like it too. Yeah, because it was inside with the roof closed. Is that what
That's
happened?
That's Contreras' home run.
You got it.
Right.
Field, yes.
Nice.
Radar. Okay, maybe there'll be a Cub action here.
Come on.
Who's at bat? We've got a winning Wednesday here. Getting excited for the Brewers Cubs game tonight. Brewers superfan Malena, take a listen to this clip. And extra points if you know the player.
Center field, way back there.
Malena.
Brewer or Cub?
Jackson Chourio's 3-run homer.
Yeah, that
Brewer.
Was exactly what it was.
Chourio.
Jackson Chourio's home run, yes. 3-run Jack. Okay,
Raider, maybe we'll get something in there for the Cubs.
All right, come on, let's
Take
go.
A listen. This is the final clip for Who's at Bat. Is it a Brewer or is it a Cub?
And that's strike three. Looping curveball. And ending the inning. 5 strikeouts now.
I think the Cubs have struck out 100 times. That's a Cub, right, Malena?
No, that was a Brewer.
No.
Oh, it's a Cub.
It's a Cub.
It's a Cub.
It's Seiya Suzuki striking out because yeah,
Radar knows because he still has nightmares about it.
Oh, it's awful.
I have to say, though, Malena, you as the Brewers super fan, you won the game of Who's at Bat.
So, right. But Malena, you did get one wrong. Does that mean the Cubs are going to win one game?
No.
So, Malena,
you're hilarious.
Malena, what do you want to say to the team? Let's just say they're listening right now. What would you say to the team if you had a moment to speak to the Milwaukee Brewers before this game tonight?
I mean, good luck tonight. You guys have been playing great all year. You're such an amazing team to watch. I couldn't be more proud of you guys. And I'm super excited for the NLCS because I know we're going to make it. And it's going to be a great run down the stretch. And I know there's Euchre magic in the air.
Yeah.
And we're going to do great. I'm super pumped.
Euchre magic in the air and pancakes in the pocket otherwise.
Well, and Milena, right. Milena, don't you just feel like it's different this year with this team? It's just...
I've been telling everybody. I've been a fan since 2018, and there's something about this year. I can't describe it. I have a weird, gut feeling that it's going to be us in the end. It's so weird.
It you is. Know what? Cubs, it is. It's going
to
be.
Cubs fans have a weird feeling in their gut, too, and it's not good. It's like run to the bathroom feeling. That's what it
is. It's like you just want this series to end as soon as possible, don't
scary.
You?
Scary.
Thank you, Brewers superfan Milena. We love it. Now, get back to class there at Arrowhead High School.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.